All right, so we are recording now. And Beth, for starters, will you remind me of your title?
My title is State Maintenance Engineer for the Missouri Department of Transportation.
All right. Now, Beth, the MoDOT held a drill on Tuesday, I believe. Will you tell me a little bit about how it went?
The drill went really well. We are heading into our winter season and coming out of our summer of paving. So this was a time for us to focus for one day on the winter season to come. We hope that it will delay a little while, but we know that snow definitely is around the corner. So we were able to do a lot of additional training. We found out the equipment that has some issues so that we can get that fixed prior to the first snowstorm. And we also found that we had some communications equipment that needed repair.
All right, all good things to know before you actually need them.
That's right.
And will you just remind our listeners a little bit about what this drill is and what you guys were doing?
This is a statewide drill in which one day we take the 3,000 people that will operate around 1,700 trucks on the state highway system, and we go through training, refresher training on proper safety techniques and procedures for winter events and snow removal. We also do additional training for our customer service centers so that when people call in, we're best capable to help them with their issues. We go through how we update our traveler information map. So we want to remind folks that that's on our website and also is an app for smartphones. So it really is just our day to prepare to change our seasonal work from summer and focus more toward the winter season.
All right. Well, Beth, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
Just a reminder that it's a good time for people also to prepare, that winter can be pretty volatile in Missouri, so you may leave home and it may be 40 degrees and 5 degrees and snowy on your way home. So be sure to have blankets or clothing, water and food and a flashlight, and you also might want jumper cables. So it's a good time to pull out the scraper and get ready for winter for our personal vehicles as well.